This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
9 minutes after five, it is the third and the final hour of the Power Drive. If you just joined us, no problem, no problem, not at all, not at all. It's not a crisis. But yeah, we're talking UNISA now. We're talking UNISA now because they had a press briefing today and, you know, they were raising several institutional issues and, you know, including the allegations leveled against its CFO, Dr. Resham Matura. And, you know, they also, you know, confirmed the discussions taking place between the lawyers of the minister and the university itself with regards to, among others, a letter that was written to the minister not to place the university under investigation, among others. Professor Tumi Senokwane is associate professor at UNISA and joins us on the line. Today I'm calling you Prof. How are you, Prof? Because you are, you know.
I'm good, my brother, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you so much. So, I mean, broadly speaking, what did your institution try to communicate today to all of us?
Look, it's very simple. I want to tell the nation that it has been improving this past 3-4 years since the arrival of the new vice chancellor then, the first female vice chancellor. I think that's the key message. But beyond that, it wants to reemphasize its commitment to students as the key stakeholder in the institution, and it tried to, you know, portray and showcase throughout the media briefing that, you know, its success as far as 2021 to date, you know, globally and locally. And more or less, that's what UNISA was telling
us. Yeah, yeah. Because there was a big issue of putting the institution under administration, which, you know, put the institution and the ministry in particular at loggerheads. Over the months, how have you guys managed to navigate around this issue?
Look, there is a reality. You know, my brother, you indicated the reality is that institutions are measured somehow, or how you measure or you calculate academic performance must be influenced by certain principles, or at least a certain mechanism that should be put in place. Among the many, it should be the graduation rate throughput and output, the issues pertaining to enrollment rates, the financial stability of the university, student skills, graduate skills, the issue of accreditation and quality assurance, staff capacity, and especially the caliber of managers and, you know, academics, researchers, scholars, and of course support staff. You also need to check student satisfaction, and you need to check rankings and ratings, etc. So those are some of the things that you need to put in place when you measure or calculate academic performance. Now, going back to your question, the issues of navigating the minister's, you know, ideas of wanting to put UNISA under administration, it must be informed and be answered by all these things that I'm alluding to. And that's why UNISA, when it went to court, successfully managed to defend itself, because the allegations that were put forth by the then task team that was formed by the minister and also lately by the outcomes, the investigations and the outcomes that UNISA believed that they were biased by the assessor, Professor Themba Musia. They couldn't prove beyond any reasonable doubt before the court. Of course, technicalities were put forth to say, first, this matter is not urgent because UNISA is not like it's collapsing. UNISA, in fact, it has improved its rankings. If you check the rankings of UNISA now, UNISA is ranked, you know, placed below top 10 by, you know, by some university ranking system, not only national but international. UNISA, like the Shanghai ranking system, UNISA has, you know, been placed number 8 nationally. he has improved international. So those are some of the issues that you need to put forth as an argument to say university is collapsing. And they couldn't prove that agency to the courts of law that UNISA is collapsing. So those are some of the issues that, you know, have made UNISA successful in its... But above everything is the application of the law. And it's very interesting that UNISA College of Law is one of the, you know, strategic and most renowned in the country. And through the skills and the knowledge that our legal office has portrayed in their arguments in before the court of laws and judges, it has proven that UNISA possess superior logic in as far as the interpretation and application of law is concerned.
Yeah. Also, there was a serious allegations against your CFO, Dr. Reshem Mathura.
Look, the allegations are there, but you will know that any employee, being it a manager or an ordinary employee, an academic or a support staff, if there are allegations put before the institution or there's a complaint, there are policies and procedures within the institution that needs to be followed before you come to any conclusion. Because what if the allegations tomorrow are found to be lacking merit? They were just malicious allegations. But even if they are found to be correct, those processes are the one that must then make a determination. And as we speak, UNISA has put these allegations before relevant departments and processes so that they are tested and recommendations will be done and decision will be made based on those investigations and recommendations.
So there is no crisis, none whatsoever, Prof.
No, there is no crisis at UNISA. Like I said, we've improved our reserves. Students' graduations are continuing, they are happening. Of course, like any other institution or any other organization, there will be challenges there and there. And it is up to the institution to look into them, engage relevant people, stakeholders, in making sure that they improve the performance of the university. But as we speak, UNISA has also, you know, appointed about 21 distinguished professors in different fields like marine studies, aviation, energy, space, biotechnology, automotive, as a way of trying to improve UNISA's performance, but also trying to push a particular new strategy and direction for the university.
Got you. Thank you so much, Prof. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you so much, Professor Tumisi Nokwane, the Associate Professor at UNISA.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.